Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is a Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony, if I may call you that, I am so delighted that you are back with us. First of all, if you're running for Congress, the question you're going to get from a lot of people is, will you vote for Leader Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, if and when you are elected?
I will not vote for Leader Pelosi to be Speaker of the next Congress if the Democrats do take control. That's a decision I made a while back and came out and stated that decision. Despite that fact, you'll find my opponent running all kinds of ads trying to tie me to Leader Pelosi. But the fact is, I've said I'm not going to support her. I think it's time for new leadership on both sides of the aisle. I am running as someone who's trying to bring some new ideas and change to Washington, and I think it's time that we do have some change. I'd like to see a change in leadership so members can have their bills brought up to vote, and we can seem to try and get to a point where there's more bipartisanship in Washington, and I think that sometimes takes a change in leadership to make happen.
So is there anything about Leader Pelosi that really is suspicious in your mind?
There's nothing suspicious. My concern, especially coming from a legislature, I've been in the state assembly now for the past 7 years. Sometimes it can be frustrating as a newer member trying to get bills brought up for a vote in committee and passed out onto the floor for a full vote. I see nothing wrong with change every once in a while in leadership so we can have a diversity of opinion and bring some new ideas to the floor, and we need that in Washington right now. We need a process where it's easier for members to get bills to the floor, especially if there is overwhelming support within both sides of the aisle. There's a lot of bipartisan legislation out there that does not see its way to the floor because leadership, for whatever reason, doesn't want to bring it up. And I would want to see in the next leader of Congress someone who's going to relax some of those rules to make it easier for bills to come up for a vote, and allowing for amendments and actual debate on the House floor again, which you never see anymore.
Let's talk about abortion. We see a Supreme Court nomination, you know, centers on women's reproductive rights. And I'm going to ask you, where do you stand?
Well, I am 100% pro-choice, and we have the support in this campaign of both Planned Parenthood and NARAL, and have a very strong record on women's health care issues as a member of the state assembly, and would continue that as a member of Congress.
I want to go from there to the Mueller investigation. Obviously, you know, with all of these Republicans and people who are aides to President Trump pleading guilty, and it really looks like the inside of a post office at this stage of the game. Do you have any expectations as to what we can expect? I ask you that question, Anthony, because so many people are really concerned about it.
Well, it is concerning, and everyone should be concerned about it. Wherever you stand on the political spectrum, people should be concerned that Russia did interfere in our elections, and something has to be done about it. We need this investigation to continue to find out what happened, and we should support this investigation going forward because we have serious concerns that faced us in our 2016 election. You hear concerns about the integrity of the vote in our 2018 election, and we're very concerned about outside influences trying to influence this particular race and other races across the country. So we need the investigations to play out and see what happens.
Apparently, a lot of people, Democrats who are running for Congress, have eschewed any speaking about, impeachment. Where do you stand on that?
I'm not for impeachment. I want the investigations to play out. I can tell you that it's not a topic that comes up very often when we're out on the campaign trail. I've held, I think now, 9 town hall meetings. We're going to be holding some more in the next few weeks throughout the congressional district and every single county. And the issues that people talk about most always end up being health care, Social Security, Medicare, jobs, the opioid crisis. Those are the things that people are concerned about, their children's education, student loan debt. Those are things we're hearing the most about on the campaign trail, so it's really where I've tried to focus my attention in this race.
As long as you've raised it, Anthony Brindisi, let's go to Medicare. You know,
yes.
As a 77-year-old who is immensely grateful for Medicare, that's me, not you, I wonder, what's the threat? Is there a real threat to Medicare?
Absolutely. There is a real threat, especially when you see a House budget that was passed, which my opponent supported, that would take $500 billion out of Medicare and turn it into a voucher program. There is a threat, and you can see just as recently as I think it was within the last 2 weeks, Paul Ryan, the current speaker, talking about if Republicans do maintain control of the of the House of Representatives, then, in his words, entitlements are on the docket for next year. And when he talks about entitlements, that's code for Medicare and Social Security, two programs that he has had his eyes on for a long time.
Yes.
That's a big problem, and I think that what frustrates me most is when I hear politicians in Washington refer to those two programs as entitlements. Those are not entitlement programs. Those are earned benefits that people worked all their lives and should be able to enjoy when they retire. I want to keep Medicare and Social Security solvent for this generation and for future generations. Those are examples of what government can do when we come together and work together to get things done.
Let's talk a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes to talk about immigration and DACA. Obviously, there are many people who live in your district who, you know, who have come here, both legally and illegally. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, we have to have immigration reform in this country. This is the biggest political football that's used as a tool during elections every couple of years. And really, there's a lot of consensus in Washington of what needs to be done. The president wants more border security. I could support more border security as well. But for folks that are here who have been playing by the rules, who are paying taxes and working, not committing crimes, they should be able, in my opinion, be allowed to earn citizenship. That's an issue that we're having right now. As I travel around this congressional district, one of the biggest problems we're seeing is with our farmers and migrant labor. Many dairy farmers and vegetable growers and fruit growers rely on migrant labor to help work on the farms. I was talking to one farmer not too long ago down in Cortland County who has been talking about the threats to workforce. And if we're not allowing folks to come in, obviously you want to make sure you're vetting people and you're not letting dangerous people into this country, but you have to have that pipeline of reliable work to help work on our farms, because if they can't attract that kind of labor, then those farmers will go out of business, and that will be a big threat to our economy here in upstate New York.
Climate change. You know, we can go over on this one until the next time we speak, but give us a hint as to where you are on the great storms we're having and whether or not we can do anything about it.
Well, we can do something about it. I'm worried under this administration we're not doing enough. My wife is a biology instructor, and we both believe very strongly that science is not playing as strong a role as it should be in the decision-making process down in Washington, and it should. Climate change is real. It's happening. Humans are contributing to it, and we're not doing enough to prevent it. And we can see that just in the last few weeks with some of the hurricanes that we're experiencing because of the warm waters and the increased strength of these storms. So we have to be doing more. We need EPA to play a larger role. They are not. And that's a big problem. This is where we need more oversight by Congress holding these folks accountable.
Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. Again, Anthony Brindisi, I so appreciate your being with us. As you know, your opponent has been invited many times, but for some reason, maybe public radio isn't to her liking, so she hasn't shown up. So thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, Alan.